Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night. It is Saturday AM Live, and your illustrious host that is not wearing his Nikan thermals right now and definitely should be. I'm in my sleeping attire, and which is usually the par for the course at this time of day. I want to thank you for tuning in, those of you who are joining us live, and then those of you who are catching the recording later. This call, Saturday AM Live, continues. I think we're at 15, 16 years now, and it's always a joy to spend part of my Saturday, part of my weekend with you. It's the best way that I've found to blast into the weekend and just really kind of grab the bull by the horns. Hattie Jane Daricott, did I pronounce that correctly, Hattie Jane?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Is that French?
Dad said, used to say that Champlain picked up some horse thieves in France on his way into England. into Britain, as it's called.
Well, Hattie Jane, I've had the pleasure of meeting you almost every Wednesday, and I think that's where we first got connected. And I think even before that, I was taking part in one of the Nikan Live Zoom presentations and watching you, and you started sharing your story about your journey with Nikan and how specifically being introduced and the concept of humans being more, how it literally transformed your life. And then along comes this great product called Kenzen Vital Balance. And that's where it really got to be fun. But I rather than me, you know, share your story, because I love to hear myself talk, and people who know me, they know that, you know. As Vance has been so guilty of, I don't know if I've ever said this, but, you know, enough about you. Let's talk about me. That's my favorite subject. Anyways, Hattie Jane, your journey started with, well, actually, go back a little bit further. We don't need to go back to, you know, the French Revolution and all that stuff and how you got your name, but give us a little background on Hattie Jane. What, you know, history, occupation, that kind of stuff.
Okay, I think this is my 21st year. I'm an RN with a BSN degree, and I started college when I was 30, because I'm the type of person that would start some things and then fall off the ladder and then climb back on the ladder and go back up another rung beyond where I was. So I've had years of experience at bedside nursing and in the operating room prior to Nikan. And at the time I was looking for another avenue of work, because I'm not the administration type, the record-keeping type. So in nursing, it was going to be very limited in later years, and I was already noticing some subtle physical changes that weren't really explainable except for long-term, and that meant I needed to find something else to do. And I'd already nearly had 30 years in nursing. So when I was taking an oriental diagnosis, working with my massage therapy training, and still going and still working as a bedside nurse, someone invited me to a lecture, and I listened and thought, yes, I'm aware of subtle energies in the body. Well, I don't know if the American public's ready for this or not, but I know if the Japanese had a proven history of coming into our country and look at Toyota and look at RCA and look at all those different groups of folks. So, yeah, okay. And then I drove home wearing a pair of mag steps at 10:30 at night from Baltimore to D.C. And in this weather. And went, whoa, it works.
You know, I just realized something, Hattie Jane, and you probably pointed this out in one of our conversations. But I've been back in D.C. because we have a big group in Virginia and way up on the border there between mm-hmm. Maryland and Virginia. I'll bet we've connected in your neck of the woods, right?
Lord mercy, I don't know.
Oh, you know. Okay, so we won't tax any of either one of our minds. I'm fascinated by, you know, this part in your story when you recognize the fact that the Japanese in any industry, whether it be technology or communication, banking, you know, the arena of healthcare,
huh?
Yeah, everything. They definitely, for such a small country, they pack a punch when it comes to being a global leader in advanced technology. And I love the fact that they've continued in the arena of wellness, and they still set one of the high standards of being in the top 10 when it comes to wellness. And that's what most of us introduced to Nikan by. So for you, and I'm looking at photos right now that you were gracious enough to send to me, and I'm hoping that Steve will get them posted onto the website with this conversation, that I think my area of interest in you, and I guess more so my fascination with your journey is, how do I put this and be politically correct? as I learned years ago from my good friend Stephen B. Stevens, at one point there was a whole lot more of you to love. Can I say it that way? Yeah? Is that okay?
When I look at those human being lower picture, I see the NAS, which I considered at that time overweight. Now I can see the obesity.
Okay. Well, you know, in being your background in nursing, it is an occupational hazard. Working sporadic hours, oftentimes graveyard shifts, and it takes a toll on the body as far as weight retention or weight accumulation. But I love the fact that you just stated the real fact, and that is obesity. Because, you know, if we can call a spade, and be honest, it's the first step of growth. You know, just talk to somebody that's part of AA. They will tell you, no, I am an alcoholic. Oh, I haven't had a drink in 23 or, you know, however many years, but I am an alcoholic. Let's be honest.
That's right.
And, you know, call it a sugarholic, call it a sexaholic. You can call it whatever it is. But when it comes to our size, so often in our culture, we become attached to our fat. And we don't want to let it go, and we get the emotional, you know, wires all crossed.
Also, reality, Vance, is that I don't have a metabolic problem. I love to eat, and I enjoy every bit of what I ate and like more of it. And it wasn't until I got on KDB, because we did have Perfect Start years ago, and I did try it then to manage my bulk. It didn't do much. But the KDB formulation is totally different. Also, my reason for going on KDB was a bit different, in that I saw over years of having the advantage of being a Nikanite, that I was doing a whole lot to improve my health, but something was missing. So, well, it has to be the nutrition basis, because that's basically the only thing I wasn't doing, because I'd gone into the swimming pool for 10 hours a week doing aerobics persistently and had dropped weight, but then it came right back on. So it wasn't, you know, there was something nutritionally driving my part of my health. So I got on the KDB because of the fact that I wasn't being able to remember things. I had gotten talk about memory. I had gotten an Apple notebook to take with me to the conference on the 40th birthday, and I could not remember the password.
Hmm.
And the kind people at the Apple store said it, so I didn't have to have a password to get in.
So this is that's only two years ago, if my memory serves me correct, right? The 40th anniversary of Nikan in Orlando, we're coming up on 2 years ago, and let me ask you this, Hattie Jane, because I don't have a fetish with fat people, okay? I've been accused of that many, many times, and I tell you, I never got more excited about my own journey in being overweight, borderline obesity based on my height, and nobody believes that today. But when you're barely 5'6", like 5'5½", and you're packing an extra 50 pounds, that's borderline obese. You know, my ideal weight is 135, and the scale tipped at 182. So I think I have a little bit of leverage to talk about this subject. And like you, it was the KVB, and even before that, the Body Balance, which did have some nasty ingredients that I'm glad that we have a really pure formula. And it's getting better, by the way. Can we do the spoiler alert and let people know that in a couple of weeks we're going to have an improved formula with more protein, more superfood ingredients, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. That will be introduced in Salt Lake City. Hattie, give us the cold, hard numbers. What's your height?
5'4¾" now. I'm packing, my spine's packing down. It used to be 5'5" for years.
Okay, so let's just round it up to 5'5". And at the high point, what was your top weight?
286 plus probably a few pounds, I won't admit to.
Okay. So if I could do the quick...
I never topped 300, but Lordy, it felt real close. So I think there may even be a few more pounds in there.
Is it safe to say, using the BMI index and every weight guide that and chart that's out there, and one of our daughters, I won't tell you which one, it's not the youngest... She argues with me on a regular basis and has told me that, Daddy, your chart is off. Your chart is wrong. And it's more of a justification because, like you, Emily really... Oops, sorry, I just told you who it was. She really enjoys food. I mean, food channels, the food cook-offs. I mean, oh, my goodness.
And we move, and we enjoy life, and we find clothes to wear that are attractive, and life goes on.
Yep. And we have all the plus sizes and the big and tall men shops and everybody just...
Because we ask.
Yeah, we are. Well, based on your numbers at 5'5", your ideal weight should be between 125 and 135. So by your own admission, 280 plus is, basically double what you should. And I know that you've shared with me both via email, text, and in the conversations that we've had, you're approaching dropping 100 pounds. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah, I'm hovering somewhere near there. One of the things I did on this particular journey with my health, as I got closer to the closer to 200, I started taking photos with my iPhone of the scale when I would measure. So my last picture is 186.
Wow. Holy smokes. You know, and that in itself is something that I played with because I have an old roommate from college, and he's a pastor in the South, so it's the comfort food and all that stuff, and he never ate vegetables. A potato to him was that was as far as he's going to get, and particularly in the form of French fries or... what was the other term? Twice-baked potatoes, you know, potato skins filled with sour cream and cheese and more sour cream and more cheese. And let's lather a half a stick of butter on there while we're at it. Anyway.
Oh, let's not think about that because it's the mind's ability to reach out and grab a hold of
it. But I remember taking pictures, doing that same thing, taking pictures of the scales and texting it to him and say, hey, brother. How are your numbers? And he would send me some of the, even as a pastor, he would send me some of the nastiest responses back. So we had a fun little sparring, and I haven't done that in a while, but I think he's doing better. His parents have got him on the KVB at least a few times a week. This is a question that comes up often, and I know if I opened up the line right now and requested people to ask you questions, the first thing that people say, well, how often did you do it, and what else were you taking with it? So how many shakes a day with the KVB? Were you taking the liver, the Bergy, the Siaga, anything else to accelerate the results?
No, I was I've been on Pine Mag Water for some time, of course, as soon as it came out. And so when I was, as I said, I started, I was going for mental support, for regaining my mind to be able to know that when the next year came along, I would have something to work with. And so when I started, I just did the scoops and the Pine Mag water and shook that up, and the liver support, because that was recommended. And then I added jade green enzyme. And so those were my basic three until 10-4 came out. And when 10-4 came out, I added that.
Okay.
And that's all I did, because basically I didn't ask anybody else how to do it, because I'd done that years, and that didn't work too well. So I just did that and did my own thing. And I went to the Apple store and took their free workshop, and I was happy. I was happy. I was still pushing my wheelchair in so I could sit, because their chairs at that time were these tall bar stool types that my butt still hung off, and it was too uncomfortable. So I just pushed my wheelchair in. I was happy, and because I was being able to remember, I was being able to recognize what was going on over time. So I was having fun being a kindergarten again and learning new stuff.
Well, and you say having fun being in kindergarten and learning new stuff, and I didn't ask, you know, the two questions that I'm never supposed to ask a female is her weight and your age. But you're not a spring chicken, and you admitted that you didn't start college until you were 30. What numbers are you hovering at this point?
Oh, I'm 74.
You're the exact same age as my folks.
And I'm proud of it.
And you've addressed so many things already, in the fact, so many excuses. I
haven't had as many as some of those wonderful people we've met, but I look back and I think, well, I'm not going to chop off 1 year, because where would I do that? There's been so many wonderful times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's one of the biggest excuses that we hear. Well, you know, I've even had guys admit this to me and say, hey, you know, I've been carrying this extra keg around my gut for a couple decades now, and it's become a good friend of mine, and I'm not willing to break up the friendship. You know, and it's almost an arrogance that, you know, I'm gonna die happy because I can continue eating my bacon and my, you know, anyways,
again, that's the reason I stress. And because it's hard for people to see that you can remember what you wanted to go from room to room for, or when you hit the phone, the fact that you can answer the telephone that's in your hand. People don't understand that that's a learned experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who actually at one time had a household that had a party line, unfortunately, it was rotary. No, actually, we did have it on the wall. We had to crank it. So, I've had a wonderful passage of time, and look what we're doing now. So, it's hard for people to see that. But as I took safety pins and took in the waistband, so it really wouldn't fall off on me this time, and I would adjust, because I didn't have store-bought clothes until 8th grade, because Mom always sewed my clothes, and I learned to sew. So I just adjusted my clothing that I had, because the fabric was still good. It hardly had any width that I had left, because these were pieces that I'd saved as I grew out of them. And so now I can glue back in them, and I just would use safety pins and take them up and take them in so they were wearable in publicly. And that people started noticing that I looked different. And eventually people didn't know who I was when they saw me. Mm. And, But I was constantly focusing, and still I am, on the benefits of the KVD in my cognitive dysfunction. And also then, as I found my joints working so much there, not because the weight loss was there, because it wasn't all that much weight when they were feeling better, but the nutrition that I was, nutritional things I was taking in were better for me, so therefore I was less inflamed.
Yeah.
And all aspects. And then there's the fact of, well, I'm starting to ramble now, so I better...
Well, you know, when you look at the ingredient base, you know, the second ingredient in the KVB is medium chain triglycerides. You know, mm-hmm. the effect of cognitive function in the mind and what makes it work when we start the day with good, wholesome, easily digestible protein and those omega oils, not only to lube up the brain. I love the way that Dave Stoltz talks about omegas and the jade greenzymes, in that you give, it's brain food, it's brain oil. It literally keeps the brain functioning at a level that is far superior than anything else. But we have to start the day with it. That's so much the key. And when we do that, we have that cognitive function. I want to ask you, and this is the only question that I think can really kind of tie a bow on our conversation this morning, is that you're humans being more experienced. Again, I'm looking at photos that are phenomenal, especially the lady in the background.
I love it. I'll define who that is. I love her.
But you were in, I don't want to, it was a spoiler alert for those of us who have not had the experience of going to humans being more, but that exercise, you were, did you volunteer, did they pick you, what happened?
I'm quite sure I didn't volunteer, but that was not the first, effort before.
Yeah. So for those people who don't have a clue what we're chatting and laughing about, in this exercise, it's basically, you know, pardon the directness, you pick the biggest person in your group and say, hey, we're gonna harness our energy together, and it's mind over matter, and you know, we have to get past the visual blockade of that this is impossible. But using only our thumbs or our fingers, we're gonna lift this person off the chair. And they did it with you, but I think for me, and I don't want to stretch the analogy here, but when I look at that picture, and then I look at your picture, excuse me, currently, to where you were, to where you are today, they literally lifted you out of that prison cell of bondage, of the weight, and something transpired. Again, looking at the lady's face in the background, she's just shocked. She's just absolutely shocked that we look at what we've done. And I think that's the power of teamwork, when we realize, especially in when we're battling over 80% of the people in North America are carrying extra weight, and half of those are in the obesity category. We have a problem. And I think we just need to be honest about it, and making a New Year's resolution and packing the gyms out like what we're doing right now is not the solution.
But another thing about that particular exercise that was very interesting for me to realize was that, of course, this wasn't the first attempt, and the slight embarrassment, slight anxiety, slight disbelief was there, but on that attempt, I believed it could be done, finally.
Mm.
And we went up.
And I think again, the parallel, Hattie Jane,
uh-huh.
for you.
Exactly.
You went up, but your weight's gone down.
That's
and
right.
What a...
But I believed that it could be done, not they would do it, but it could be done, and we went up. So... the fact that I could participate in the belief of it being done was important as their belief.
Well, and the fact that it can be done,
mm-hmm.
with any one of us that's dealing with anything physically,
exactly.
regardless. Yeah.
The other thing was, they had tried several times, so perhaps my belief should be, well, maybe Renee would do it before, so why should it work now? But it wasn't that. At that point, I joined in the belief, and we did it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet this wasn't your first rodeo when it came to getting into your ideal weight, as you are now.
No. Yeah. As I said, I was 10 hours in the swimming pool that summer. Yeah, I went down and went back.
You
so that's why I say it's so powerful about our formulation, and because, the water itself, drinking the water all the time, sodas tasted horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And just my mother said when she was in the hospital for a while and couldn't smoke, but she came back out and she started smoking, and they tasted horrible, but she kept on smoking, and then she was right back into it. It's just the sodas. If you take the soda again and you try it, but you drink a few more, well, they'll taste a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So the composition of our metabolism and everything else for some individuals, this KVB, is so powerful in getting off the sugar trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I can taste vegetables again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think I must have been very young when the last time I really tasted vegetables. I remember being at my grandmother's, and she had a big garden out back. And that's when I really enjoyed the vegetables. And I was quite young. So the KDH formulation, the mixture of them, is just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
When they say they've got a new whack coming on, well, that's going to be very interesting.
Well, and that's, again, I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, but we know it's coming. We've known it's coming for years. Not years. Well, it's been a while, at least several months. But I will say, and you will do yourself a whole bit of good, anybody that is interested in helping other people, especially nutritionally, go do a quick word search on the... and I'll pull it up so I can spell it, spell it the proper way. But the Filipinos pronounce it maroon guy, okay? Like a guy is marooned on an island. But when you look it up really quick, anything, traditional medical uses of maroon guy is one of the things I'm looking at. And it's a whole list of just amazing, amazing remedies around the world, mostly in Asian countries, where they use it. But this is one, as Jeff Isom told me, Vance, I don't know why you just keep talking about one superfood. We're actually adding two to the formulation. And I'm about 99% sure that 2 weeks from today it will be introduced in Salt Lake. The so what of that, I know for you, Hattie Jane, is that it just gives us a better leverage, or it gives us more ammunition to be able to share it with others and say, look it. This is not Slim Fast. This is not Weight Watchers. This is not Jenny Craig. Let's look at ingredients. People, can we just, for a second, on this topic of weight loss and weight maintenance and weight dropping, can we just be honest about the ingredients and having everything USDA certified organic, and then having these elements in it? The formulation is just beautiful. And when Dave Balzer originally formulated the Vital Balance, it wasn't so much for dropping weight. It was more for brain development than anything else. And he said specifically, I'll never forget that, he said, I formulated this so that we would have an end-all solution. And we have not even scratched the surface of what we can do with this product. And it's going to get better. So, Hattie Jane, I know for you, this is a journey. And, getting into your ideal weight, and again, I'm looking at these photos, and I love the fact that the most recent ones, you're not wearing black clothes to hide yourself and make yourself look smaller and disappear into the, the woodwork, but you're wearing bright clothing, and so you can see everything, and it's gorgeous. Now, you were gorgeous before. There was just more of you that was gorgeous. And now...
I was blessed by good-looking parents.
Yeah. And now at 74 years young, you're not buying into the excuses and you're just saying, hey, we got to continue the journey. So I want to say thanks, and if we had more time, what we need to do is we just need to have you back and do a Q&A session for people to really hammer you with more questions, because I can think of them pretty quickly, but I know there's lots out there that we haven't addressed. But let's plan on that.
Can I put in, on any time that you're addressing your need to either to be different in some way, whether it be in mental function or in appearance or financial, the mind's belief is extremely important, and have fun with it. Otherwise, you can trip yourself up. Set it up for fun, because then you can keep it going when you do trip, and then just get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really a great journey.
You know, and I will quickly say amen to that, because it's the first part of the I Can attitude that a lot of us are developing and working on. And, my I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. I mean, that's the first part of the mantra, is realizing what we think.
And remember that story I sent you all, and where did this come from? The one about the neuroanatomist professor who had a stroke, and as she was coming out of it, she recognized what her brain had suffered and what parts of it were starting to function. And she said, well, no, I can possibly claim part of that function, but I choose not to because that is not supporting my positive growth.
Yep.
And I choose to stay positive.
Yep. And on that note of staying positive, I will already thank my upcoming roommate in Salt Lake, Gary, for reminding me of this fact. I told everybody that I was going to tell you how to spell maroon guy, so you can look it up. It's MOR INGA, maroon guy. Not maroon gay, maroon...
Guy maroon, marooned on an island.
Yeah, guy marooned on an island. MORINGA, MORINGA, maroon guy. That, again, that's just one of the two. So anyhow, thank you again, Hattie Jane, for being our guest. And for those of you guys who are listening and gals out there, if you've got somebody that you think this chat conversation, our little chat, would be of inspiration to them, or any of the recordings or any of the conversations we've had on Saturday AM Live, everything's on the website.
Oh, and there's another thing that I want to get into work, and that is the book club.
Oh, yeah, the Nikan Book Club.
Because we were, our recent chapter, we're talking about the different things to be aware of, and edification came up, and I think you really clarified it for me. I just thought you liked me a whole lot. So I recommend highly that y'all can check in on this and read with us, because it's stuff that you know and you've heard a long time, and you just think it's just automatic. Well, it's not, and you can forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
So check it out.
Yeah, and that, we have to be taking advantage of our mind, not only in the food that we're feeding, but also in the books we read, the people we list, associate with, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and Steve Crowfoot, our master webmaster, if I can call him that. We'll have the recording posted in a bit, but until then, again, Hattie Jane, thank you for being our guest. Always a treat. And if you want to see Hattie Jane live in person, every Wednesday morning, the Nikan Live presentations, I get to host that, the testimony time, on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. And all, again, the information on that is on the Nikan web. Actually, I think it's on, maybe it's not, but TheRoyalAlliance.com has the link right there, that literally at a few minutes prior to 8 a.m., that's Pacific Standard Time, out here on the West Coast, you can just click on the link and it'll take you right on in. You don't need to know a code or anything like that. You just, boom, takes you right on in. And those calls actually take place every day at either 8 or 9 a.m. Again, the schedule's all right there as well, both on theroyalalliance.com and on magneticleaders.com is the schedule and who the presenters are. I think it lists the presenters. Maybe it's just the topic. But at any rate, Hattie Jane's a regular on Wednesday morning, so if you want to see this, and again, I'm hoping that Steve will be able to get the photos up on the website so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. And if you know somebody that struggles, that's tried every diet out there and every fad known to man, introduce them to the KVB and say, hey, let's get you on this now, because in a couple weeks I've heard it's getting any better, even better, and if you did this two meals a day, that would pretty well wipe out one canister, and then by the time we get the new stuff, you can switch over and accelerate your results even more. And one other quick thought, as Hattie Jane mentioned, the liver and the jades are two other phenomenal products to use in combination with the KVB, especially the liver, to help cleanse out that organ, because a lot of those fatty deposits and the body's ability to filter out toxicity and acidity and all the other junk that we put in there, a lot of that gets clogged up when the liver is not cleansed. And one of the fastest ways.
And the jade green in order to handle the toxification that your body's been under.
Exactly. So again, hey gang, we are out of time. So Hattie Jane, I'm going to say goodbye to you and either let you go or you can stay on the line. Either way, makes no difference. And then we're going to switch gears here and cover some announcements and open up for Q&A. So thank you again. And that's all for today, folks. Bye-bye.